I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan thinks the war there is winnable, but General Stanley McChrystal says the situation in Afghanistan is serious and requires a revised strategy. General McChrystal issued a statement today after delivering his much-anticipated review of the war to superiors. The general did not ask for more troops, though experts expect McChrystal to make that request soon. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates talked about McChrystal's strategic review at a news conference in Fort Worth, Texas today. Gates said the general was asked to give a forthright assessment of how the war is going and what resources he thinks he needs. Gates noted that he himself has questioned whether sending more troops to Afghanistan is the best thing to do.
I have expressed some concerns in the past about the size of the American footprint, the size of the foreign military footprint in Afghanistan. And clearly I want to address those issues. And we will have to look at the availability of forces. We'll have to look at costs. There are a lot of different things that we'll have to look at once we get his recommendations before we make any recommendations to the president.
Gates said there have been some positive signs in Afghanistan, but he also said there's no question that what's ahead is a tough fight and lots of challenges. Above all else, McChrystal's strategy review is said to call for a shift toward the kind of counterinsurgency strategy that helped General David Petraeus avoid defeat in Iraq. In interviews with the news media, McChrystal has talked about moving in that direction already.
The situation is serious, and we need to turn the momentum of the enemy. But we can do that. The Afghan people don't like the Taliban. It's not a popular movement. And so what we need to do is we need to correct some of the ways we operated in the past, and we need to show the kind of resolve that it's going to take to, and imagination in some cases, to operate smarter to do this right.
Military experts say doing things right in terms of counterinsurgency warfare would mean sending more American troops to Afghanistan. But public support for the war has been slipping. Andrew Basevich is a professor of international relations at Boston University. He says it's getting harder and harder for President Obama to make the case for escalating the war in Afghanistan to the American people.
We may have been in Afghanistan for 8 years. But from the point of view of an effective counterinsurgency campaign, those are 8 wasted years. We are, in essence, starting from square one, meaning we're beginning a project that is, realistically speaking, even under the best of circumstances, likely to go on for another 5 or 10 years. We're talking a war that will end up being, 15 to 20 years long.
Ultimately, of course, it would be up to President Obama to explain why the war in Afghanistan is worth the rising costs. Military analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says General McChrystal, along with the U.S. ambassador in Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, are an important part of that effort. Instead of describing the downsides of losing the war, O'Hanlon says McChrystal and Eikenberry could take a different approach.
We finally have an opportunity to use a hammer and anvil strategy against al-Qaeda and its allies, because the Pakistanis are finally getting more serious about this problem themselves. The Afghans are beginning to develop some capacity to handle part of the problem on their own, and we have an opportunity now to really squeeze these terrorist organizations that have always had some place to hole up in this part of the world, and it would be a wonderful opportunity to be able to pursue this strategy and really go after them instead of always playing defense and always wondering where they're lurking next and when they might next attack us.
In a sense, the challenge for Mr. Obama boils down to fulfilling a campaign promise to end the war in Iraq while simultaneously pressing to win the war in Afghanistan. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.